First time our delegation has taken the floor. Allow me to express our sincere gratitude for your leadership and dedication to your work as chair of the GGE. We would also thank you for your realistic and constructive draft report that can enable us to move forward. Mr. Chair, development, production, and use of lethal autonomous weapon systems, which do not make a distinction by their nature, are prohibited in accordance with the 1949 Geneva Convention. Sale, transfer, or of assistance for the development of laws by the producers to non-state actors and terrorist groups should be prohibited in accordance with the national law, international law. Ensuring human involvement is crucial for accountability, especially in decision-making and execution processes. Given that accountability cannot be attributed to the machines, the responsibility of humans for decisions made on the basis of available information throughout the life cycle of a weapon system cannot be eluded. Humans should always be involved in the decision loop and bear the ultimate responsibility when dealing with the decision of life and death. In every situation, commanders and operators have to maintain a sufficient level of control and be able to choose to abort the mission whenever necessary. In order to minimize the incidental loss of civilian life, injury to civilians, and damage to civilian objects, identification, distinction, proportionality, and feasible precautions, which are the commonly accepted principles of the armed conflict law, should be sought in the life cycle, design, produce, transfer, and use of laws. The international humanitarian law is to be applied for autonomous weapons, as is the case for all weapons. Therefore, international law will be sufficient to alleviate concerns regarding the use of laws, and there is no need for another legally binding instrument. There is no common understanding regarding the definition of laws. Rapid technological developments make it more challenging to reach a universal definition. Preparation of a legally binding document in the absence of an agreed definition would not serve its intended purpose and might be abused. Emerging technologies that could be utilized in future laws would likely be dual use in their nature. Therefore, all efforts should not hamper progress or access to civilian research, development, and use of these technologies. Regarding how legal reviews relate to measures for the applicability of IGL and how legal reviews will prevent the use of weapons that should be prohibited or specific measures of state practices in the conduct of weapon reviews that will prevent evasion of a state or individual responsibility. It is believed that international law and national law of the Republic of Turkey will be sufficient. Although Turkey is not party to the Additional Protocol 1 to the 1977 Geneva Conventions, Additional Protocol 1, relating to the protection of the victims in international armed conflicts, it fulfills its liabilities by investigating whether it is prohibited according to the international law, as stated in Article 36 of this protocol, before the employment of study, development, procurement, or adoption of a new weapon, means or method of warfare. In the light of Martin's clause, we consider in all of its activities that not prohibiting a weapon system under international law cannot be interpreted as a permission to use it. Legal reviews may guide states' applications. By becoming a source of international law, they may have an obligatory or regulatory function against the use of weapon systems that violate humanitarian and ethical rules. Given that wrongful act is the responsibility of states under international law, unlawful use of developing technologies in the laws field will also be the state's responsibility. Considering Turkey, national principles of law, particularly the international service law of the Turkish Armed Forces and its regulation, and military disciplinary and criminal law are based on human responsibility and ensure accountability. The question of who will be held responsible, programmer, producer, or the commander, for unwanted damage caused by laws should also be regulated by national law in the light of the international law and IGL. All AI technologies to be developed in our country should be designed in compliance with national ethical values and by prioritizing human rights, democratic values, and the rule of law. A political guideline that will encourage voluntary information exchange and best practices as a confidence-building measure on how they implement existing applicable international law in the context of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in laws would be helpful in applying international law to the laws. I thank you, Mr. Chair.